Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro. I'm one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to teach you how to create relationships with multifamily brokers to get more deal flow. Multifamily is different than residential in a couple of key factors, and this is one of them. You need to develop relationships with brokers in multifamily to get deal flow. There are other ways, but as Jake likes to say, the multifamily broker is the gatekeeper. They're the ones who have deals. They're the ones who have these lists. And when they start getting deals, if you're not on that list, guess what? You're not getting a look at the deal. And by the time they go through their lists, if they don't have any buyers, then all of a sudden that deal ends up on a LoopNet or a Crexie or an auction.com. That's why it's crucial to be able to create a relationship with a broker. And we're going to show you on this lesson, on this video right now, on how to do that. First of all, let's understand the role of the multifamily broker. Their role is to either list a property and to get the highest price for their seller. As buyers, we're competing and trying to get the best price. So when a broker says, this is the price, take it or leave it, don't be insulted, don't get offended. They're trying to do their job. And over the last couple of years, you can go in and put lowball offers. You can insult them. Not a good thing that I would recommend. This is not residential. You're just throwing out their offers and, you know, you're going to work with these brokers. And all of a sudden you give these offers that brokers can't even represent or present to their sellers. You're going to start annoying a lot of the brokers. Don't do that. Their role is really to be that conduit, that go-between. They've got a deal. They're trying to present it. They're trying to get the highest price for the seller. Now, if you've got a broker or multifamily, usually you don't have buyer brokers in multifamily. A broker will go out and find a deal for you. They really won't represent you as a buyer. You'll go out there, you'll see the listing, the broker will send it to you. You have to understand that broker that's sending you the listing, if they're not representing you, they're working for the seller's broker. So don't disclose anything that you don't want them to know because they're not representing you. Remember, they're representing the seller. Research and identify the right brokers in the market. Now, what do I mean by that? The 80-20 rule, the Pareto's law, 80% of the business is done by 20% of the people, 20% of the business is done by 80% of the people. It applies with multifamily brokers as well. You're going to have a few multifamily brokers in each market that do the majority of the deals. Where do you find them? Well, you find them at meetups, you find them at conferences, you can go on LoopNet, you can go on MLS, you can look at deals that are listed and you can find them. I would also go online, Google multifamily broker, whatever market you're in. Let's say Atlanta. You're going to see dozens and dozens pop up, especially in Atlanta. Start looking at those brokers. Go to their websites. Start opting into those websites. That's how you initiate the relationship. You get on their list. And once you're on their list, guess what? You're going to start getting quote-unquote deal flow. It may not be able to be great deals. I'm not saying they're going to be good deals, but at least you're going to be getting some offering memorandums where you can start looking at them and start analyzing them. That's how you initiate the relationship. Now, the next thing you do is once you start seeing these deals come in, go to their websites. See that if any brokers have any listings on their websites. If they do, that will give you the opportunity to call the broker. Hey, Mary, I saw you have a listing on 123 Main Street. Can we go do a property tour? That's what Mary wants. She doesn't want to go out for a cup of coffee. She doesn't want to go out for lunch. She wants to sell property. That's how you initiate it. And then you go on this property tour with the broker, and then all of a sudden you build rapport. Then you can go out for coffee after. Do it after. But you want to jump on tours, on property tours with brokers. Let them show you the inventory. Because I'll give you a quick story. When we were looking at deals in Louisville several years ago, Jake was on tour. Toured a couple of properties with this broker. At the end of the day, about 4 o'clock, the broker says, Jake, I got one more property. This may fit you. Now, this was not on the tour. This was not on the market. This was quote unquote an off-market deal. I don't want to call it a pocket listing because it hadn't come out yet. Jake's like, let's go see it. They went to see it. Subsequently, we ended up buying that property. If he had never done a property tour, gone on site, showed his credibility, talked to the broker, let the broker know what he wanted, it never would have happened. We never would have found that property. That property may have gone to another buyer. Now, once you do that, and once you initiate the relationship, this is very, very important. You need to be responsive and professional. Once you go on those property tours, it's either a yes or a no to the broker. If a broker sends you a deal to analyze, the worst thing that you can say to the broker is, you know, it's Monday, I'll get you an answer by Thursday or Friday. In this competitive market, you're not going to have a second chance. If you get a deal on Monday, underwrite it as quickly as possible because there are other people underwriting it. Speed is key, especially in this part of the market cycle right now. There aren't that many opportunities. The opportunities are starting to come, but if you wait, it's going to be very difficult. And I don't want to hear the excuse, I've got a W-2 job, I've got other responsibilities. The broker doesn't care. He or she is trying to get the best price, the quickest price, the person who can close, the person who doesn't give them problems. Do what you say and say what you do, right? That's important. You have to get back to these brokers. I would also say once you start connecting with brokers, start creating a CRM. Start listing the broker's name, email, phone number, the last time you contacted them, and contact them regularly. And don't always just hit them up or, hey, Mary, what's going on? Have any deals? Try to get to know these brokers. Try to get to see what they're doing in the market. Try to build the rapport with them and let them know what your buy rate criteria is. This is so important. The buy rate criteria. Mary, I'm looking for 10 to 30 units. I'm looking in this part of the market. I'm looking for mom and pop. I like two bedrooms. Median income, $50,000 to $100,000. The more specific that you can be with your buy rate criteria, the more knowledgeable that you are about the market, the much easier it will be to be able to work with that broker. That broker will not ask you for proof of funds. A lot of brokers already understand in multifamily that people syndicate, they raise capital. So if you're actually speaking the lingo and you understand what you're looking for and you can convey that to the broker in a professional manner, that's why it's important to be part of a mentorship program, especially if you're just starting out. All these things, that these are some huge mistakes that members make before they join. They're just looking for deals and any deals. And brokers aren't willing to work with them because they know that they don't know the business. They don't know how to underwrite a deal. They don't know what they're looking for. Brokers will not want to waste time sending properties to somebody if they can't underwrite it or they don't have the funds to close. They're too busy prospecting for other deals and trying to get other listings and try to sell the listings that they have currently and all the marketing that they need to do and all the emails that they need to send out. They've got a busy day lined up. They don't want to waste time with someone who isn't prepared. So prepare yourself before you have that conversation. The next thing I would do, once you're on a property tour, the deal goes well, you don't like the deal. Let's say the broker's got a listing at $3 million and you're like, man, this deal doesn't work anywhere near that. It's worth 2.2. You have two options. You can, one, put in your offer at 2.2 million, or you can say to the broker, Mary, I'm coming in a lot lower than that $3 million. Do you want me to put in this offer at $2.2 million, or do you want me to just pass on it and we'll wait till the next one? Well, Mary can say to you, you know what? I really can't. It's not going to make me look good. You hold off. Or she can say, you know what? I think I want to put this offer in because the sellers had this on the market for so long. I told them it's overpriced. Leave it to their discretion. But while you're doing that, make sure you give positive feedback to the broker. Mary, I love the pictures. You've got a really good property here. They've done a good job with the marketing materials. I like the property, where it's located, whatever it is. Just at the end of the day, it doesn't work out for me. The IRR is not there. The return's not there for my investors. Provide that feedback. Brokers want to hear that feedback as well. What I would also say is, once you've worked with a broker or talked to a broker, offer to give them a referral or a testimonial. You know, when you work with brokers and you've closed deals or you've done deals, offer them a testimonial. Let them know that you had a great experience with them. So when that happens, they'll be thinking, wow, this person left me a testimonial. I want to work with this person. I want to really send this person the next deal. Remember, it's always about letting the broker know that you can close, you're a closer, and that you will do whatever it takes to close the deal. Being quick, being responsive, getting on site, that is really important. And I think the last tip that I'd love to share with you is to maintain consistent communication. And you do that by going to events. You do that by occasionally texting them, having that CRM. Maybe once a quarter you reach out. Make sure you go on their websites. Make sure you look at all the different sites that list properties in your market to see if that broker has something. Make sure that you're on all of their sites. Opt into those broker sites. It's really, really important. Once again, let me just, you know, really recap this whole entire lesson, because it's really important once you start getting into multifamily. You need to create relationships with multifamily brokers because they are the gatekeepers. And I've got some good news for you before I sign off. Now is the time to do that because there are less deals, there are more motivated sellers out there, and brokers do not have as much deal flow as they had 2-3 years ago as they do now. So now it's more difficult for them. They just can't get a listing and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to send it to 3 or 4 people and they're going to buy it. A lot of people right now in the industry are having capital calls. Their deals aren't working for them. It's harder for them to raise capital. There's not as much demand for a lot of these assets, and brokers are feeling that. So if you're saying to yourselves, I've never done a deal before, I'm feeling a little intimidated, just follow the steps that I've laid out. Prepare yourself for that conversation because it's really important. Because once you have that conversation and you make an impression on that broker, they will start sending you deals. So don't wait. Google multifamily brokers, start opting into their lists and create that rapport. And I promise you will start getting deal flow. Listen, I want to thank you for being part of the Jake and Gino community. It's so important to start building your financial intelligence. People with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. And I truly believe that once you start educating yourself on finances and this multifamily business, it really is a business. It's an investment, but it's also a business. So once again, create that relationship with the broker, start networking, get out there, and we will see you on the next how-to.